Hello, bowlers. We are back with another episode, just as we promised a day ago. So yeah, and before going into this episode, the topic for it is we are going to talk about the teams which are going batshit crazy in this winter transfer window, and also the players, some high-profile players moving from here and there, some statement signings and everything. So, Gian, so what do you think? How exciting is this window?
Oh, it is getting exciting. I mean, there are some shocking transfers as well, but there are certain few shocking things where players are like expected to leave, but are ended up staying up at the club. So it's really exciting to see how it goes.
Wow. So yeah, so we'll start with Premier League again. I mean, I think that became a habit nowadays. Yeah, so the first club I want to say, like, which is trying to get all the good players but still getting none, is Arsenal. I mean, they're trying. I mean, I don't know what is the problem, man. They're paying Aubameyang 300K per week to make him sit at home. I mean, I know he has some issues, but I don't know why Arteta is taking it too much to his head. I mean, he's not yet proven. Why is he doing it? You can punish him by making
Yes.
him sit out of a game, but not like entire month.
I'll tell you what the problem with Aubameyang and Arsenal was. Arsenal, Aubameyang was having a goal drought for since 12 to 13 games. Then he got injured, and when he was almost fit to train and come back, and there was some issues. He made some statements against the club and the coach, I guess, which and the club didn't want to reveal anything much, and which made him sit out, and they eventually dropped him from the squad and never added him back. So I guess, and now he got, when he was again going to come back, he contracted COVID and was off for another 10 days or so. So now, and they are looking to offload him, and the clubs like Barcelona, Juventus, and I guess
You know,
Bayern
Gian, one
Munich
interesting
are.
fact about Aubameyang. I think
Yeah.
ever since he came to Premier League, he's the player who won the most points for a team. He won 54 points for
Absolutely
Arsenal.
correct. Yep, that
And
was
they're
in his
making him
first,
sit.
second season, I guess. First or second season. Because the thing was, he came from Borussia Dortmund to Arsenal carrying his old form, you know. So, and he continued it for a year. He also, in a very disastrous Arsenal season last year, they still won the FA Cup and the Community Shield. So yeah, it is something very weird though in the 2020 season, when the most where things were happening, you know, dramatically. Liverpool won its first title after 30 years. Arsenal winning two trophies in their most disastrous season. So yeah, anything could happen. And Arsenal beating Liverpool that time, the most destructive Liverpool team. Yeah, and Aubameyang only was made the difference in that game. So it's really a little bit shocking for me for how Arsenal are treating him, and because of some personal comments made over the coach and the club. But I guess the recent goal droughts are making him like rule away, because like the way Martinelli, Lacazette, and other players are playing right now. So, and even that with Saka, Bukayo Saka, they all are playing. I guess it's very good. It's going to be very difficult for Aubameyang to like come back and be in that goal scoring form. But I guess there are good clubs looking out for him. He got an offer from some Arab like club from Qatar. I guess he rejected that.
And even
And
Juventus
he,
and Barcelona seem to approach
Juventus and Barcelona are very interested in. In fact,
only on a
Juventus are a
loan deal
little bit
anyway.
more interested. Yeah, but it's a kind of thing like, please get out of the club, Arsenal. It like, yeah,
Yeah, and one more
because
thing,
January
shocking thing is
mostly.
like, no, so listen, Arsenal only have two primary targets this month. You know, one to get Vlahovic and Arthur, like one from
Both have won. Both
Fiorentina
are
and
right.
Juventus. Juventus swapped up Vlahovic. That's a very good move. And Arthur, I don't know. I mean, Juventus is not exactly negotiating on good terms. I mean, they want him to leave, but still, I don't know why they're not actively, involving. Maybe they want to get their own way because they know that Arsenal are in that position. Arsenal didn't line up any alternatives to do these two players. I think they are getting screwed now. I mean, they have funds right now to spend, but still, they can't do anything. That's sad. I mean,
It's fun. It's fun to see this, but and the most shocking thing in this window is seeing Juventus, like, you know, being the most active in this January transfer window. It was a very shocking deal for me. I mean, first Alaric was going to go to Arsenal, then he was linked to Inter Milan as well, and now suddenly Juventus came in between and just hijacked him and just took him away. And that made Inter Milan's director a little bit, you know, question Juventus's FFP. So that was a little like, where are they getting their funds from and all. That banter was really good between both of them. And because it's fun, because a team like Juventus, we thought, were really struggling financially. And they started, you know, selling, like planning out their finances really well. And now they are having some good buys and good sellouts. So it's really interesting to see how they are coming up. And of course, they have got Vlahovic at a very good time, actually, you know. And considering the round of 16 coming up, the Champions League, and I guess he'll make a lot of difference. And he has that goal scoring form like going on when he was in Fiorentina. He was the top scorer, and if that form continues, I guess Juventus are in for a fight for the top three in Serie A and could go deep in Champions League also.
Well, you know, coming back to Arsenal again, they signed a goalkeeper from a US club. He's coming in June, not January, which still doesn't solve any of their present problems with Leno leaving, I guess. I think it'll be the same time when the new keeper comes in. So I think it's a pretty dumb strategy from Arsenal, because they were pretty sure that they will get those two targets, but somehow they couldn't still land one, and none of the deals are in advanced stages. And if they don't manage,
you know,
to
I pity
get
that club
off the bill, it'll be tough.
You know,
it'll
I pity that club so much. I'll tell you why that pity that club. They have got Arabic owners. I mean, they have got a lot of money, but they don't know how to spend that money well. They get their
exactly
buys. They
right.
got Ben White for 50 million. They got Gabriel for 35 odd million. And now, like, they have Saka, they have Nikitia, they have good players. I don't know why. They sold off Callum Chambers, so they got good money out of him too. They sold Socrates, Papara, whatever his name is, lol.
Papastopoulos.
And, yeah, whoever it is. So, yeah. And even they sold Mustafi as well. So they were literally offloading Deadwood out of the club. So it made a lot of difference. And they had a good amount of money. They could have spent it wisely. And but no,
they
Arsenal
still
being
money
Arsenal.
Still, yeah, they still can't do
they're
it.
Still, they're not. They're still Arsenal. That's why they are called Arsenal. Lol.
Well, there should be a plan B. So from one North London club, we'll go to another. Club with Jan, what does that sound?
Tottenham Hotspur?
No, you're making some sounds, wafer sounds. So from one North London club, we'll go to another, you know, the club which is made a mockery by Arsenal fans sometimes, God knows why. So, yeah, we go to the Spurs. I mean, Spurs still didn't land any transfer target, and they are on verge of, you know, offloading many players, like Lo Celso going out now, and even Ndombele might go to PSG. But the talks seem to have slowed down a little. And then recent news is like they are after Juventus's Bentancur. So we really don't know how quick that can go. And yeah, so but point is PSG. Spurs wanted Adama Traore because I think Conte wanted him to transform into a right wing back, and I think the talks are pretty advanced, and it was like one step away from getting confirmed, and Barcelona came in, Jorge Mendes, I think they swooped in and Barcelona got their ex-player back. So that leaves Spurs again red-faced. I mean, they were pretty sure about that target and they still couldn't land that guy. And I mean, they're just offloading, which will actually result in depletion of squad depth if they don't sign. But what do you think, Jihan? I mean, you know, the manager of Spurs, he doesn't stay if he doesn't get the players he want. And I think the first window ever since he came back, pretty much Daniel Levy failed to impress him or, you know, provide him his needs.
Considering Antonio Conte, I guess in his first season with Chelsea also, he didn't get the signings he deserved, because I think they had a transfer ban going on or some issues going on with UEFA. So, but still, I guess they could sign 2-3 players, but they didn't get any kind of signings, neither in summer nor in Jan, and they were handling the same squad under Conte, and they still won the Premier League. But
considering it's Spurs, you know, even with a coach like Jose Mourinho, who's won every single title elsewhere and failed to win a trophy or ending his trophy winning streak at a club, ended, and even with Antonio Conte, with such a, being such a tactical coach, a very passionate coach, it's going to be really difficult with such a squad and back history of Spurs. You know, they have a good squad. They have a good squad who could win actual win trophies. You know, they had good chances of winning, touching the silverware. Like, it's a shame, you know, when Instagram trolls come out saying it's over 5,000 days Tottenham have even touched a silverware. So it's really shameful, being when you have one of the best strikers in Europe, and when you have one of the best attacking players, like they got, even the last season they even got Gareth Bale on loan. They could have capitalized easily, but they failed miserably. They couldn't even qualify for Europe, USCL. So I guess Adama Traore would have added a good addition to the squad and would have got good depth as well. And considering Jungmin Son is injured till February, second, third week, he's broken his ankle or something. So, and obviously it would have been a lot more rest for Lucas Moura and Lo Celso also. And I don't understand.
Lucas is leaving right now.
You know, they are. Sorry?
Lo Celso is leaving.
Lo Celso is leaving, and they even put a Højbjerg for sale. I don't know why. Why do you put that player
for
sale?
No. They're not planning to sell him, right? I mean, Ajax wanted
him, they wanted him out. Antonio Conte doesn't want him.
But Spurs management wants to, you know, let him go on a loan. But Ajax wanted a full transfer. I mean, I don't know.
Exactly my point. And
out.
Even now, Ndombele planning to leave. You know, they have, these are the actual players who, you know, are stabilizing the club. Antonio Conte wants to bring back Dele Alli into the 11. He wants to bring back Eric Dier into the 11. He wants to bring that old kind of Spurs formation back. But this kind of not working, you know. They were winning games. They were unbeaten at once. I think 6 or 7 unbeaten in the Premier League. But that also was against small teams. Okay, good results. But once as a big six team arrived, they got battered 2-0 by Chelsea. So, and that too, how, exactly, with such astonishing goals, both of them. So it's back to normal, I guess, because even Mourinho had this run of 4 or 5 unbeaten games, and we thought it's going to change them and he's going to win them titles, this and that. But it was all back to normal when he started, when he first lost his game against Man United, when his return to Old Trafford. So it was never the same after that. And they got battered in UCL. They got battered everywhere. So it made no difference, and I don't think it's going to make any difference in this season as well. I don't see them even qualifying for top 4. Europe, if they get Europa, it's a big thing. And yeah, let's see. They are like,
well, only
them,
realistic
they got,
signings
they got knocked
are,
out. They got knocked out of UEFA Conference League.
Well, you know, that's one thing they can be proud of, because they didn't lose, but still they got knocked out. So yeah. Well,
they,
you know,
they had to win a game or two, right? They still, if they would have won a game when they had played, they would have easily, you know, capitalized, and now they would have been directly in this. They wouldn't have needed this postponed game to make a result for them to qualify or no.
Well, you know, they should be lucky. I mean, they'll be thanking the stars anyway for this. At least the embarrassment won't be there. They didn't go out. Someone threw them out. So, fuck that. So, I think the only realistic signings they can get are
FA Cup remains for them.
As we both know, they're not going to win it anyway. So, yeah. So, I think Bentancur and Kulusevski is coming to Spurs, I assume, right now. And other than that,
Bentancur is going to Aston Villa. Aston Villa have hijacked him.
No, Spurs hijacked, actually. Aston Villa were close, but now Spurs are hijacked it. So, I mean, we never know. See, till the contract is signed, we really can't say anything. He has seen it with how Adama Traore went. So, I think it's a pretty, you know,
so
upsetting window for
29th,
Conte personally. Okay. 3 more days.
So, it's going to be a good couple of 48 hours. You know, good couple of days. Good 48 hours of transfer window. It's going to be a busy,
exactly,
48 hours for Fabrizio as well.
And he's getting highlighted to sponsor him, man.
Transfers at a club, and the club player is ending up somewhere else. So, it's going to be a crazy week. You know, we're seeing people actually taking players on loan, but here, you know, players, the clubs are doing anything to stabilize their form or doing anything to get a player now. It's fun.
Actually it's fun. So winding up Spurs here, I think Conte will be disappointed for sure. But I mean, if they can convince him with proper summer signings, early summer signings, they can keep him. Otherwise, we know what he will do. He'll just leave. He won't mind. He's not a guy who will be like, you know, settling down for something average. So over from Spurs, we'll go to Manchester United. So Gian, I mean, all the talk has been around like United needed defensive midfielder for the last 1 year, at least for the last 6 months, ever since the window started, the last summer. So, I mean, do you really think any of the guys like Ruben Neves will join United right now in the next 2 days?
Well, you know, least you expect a United to sign a player even in a summer transfer window. It is a dream when a player signs for United. It's like, wow, United signed a player. Okay, this season is over. I don't really expect them to sign anyone, neither in summer nor winter is out of question. Like, I guess only one player has only succeeded so far from signing a winter. Winter window was Bruno Fernandes. Till late, it was history since he signed for us. So, yeah. So, coming to this season, no, I don't think we are going to sign any player. Not even
what about outgoing? There are many players not satisfied. Lingard and Van Dijk.
Really good. I mean, I'm happy. Like Anthony Martial leaving for Sevilla, you know, for more game time. I'm really happy for him that he'll go out and, you know, get more game time in La Liga. And Sevilla also in Europa League. So, you know, he'll get more experience against other clubs as well. And he'll play more. So I'm happy for him because there was no chance of him to get that kind of game time. But I'm really happy that he's gone and he really deserves something and he really needs to get back to his original form. Like, you know, how Lingard had his spell at West Ham and he was rejuvenated and completely because he was having a dead spell at United at first because having zero goals after like 2 years and suddenly scoring 11 goals in like 9 matches was something astonishing. He regained his form back. Yeah. And coming back to United and second window, the second guy going out was Hamad Diallo, another good young star. Happy for him as well. He's spending his loan at Rangers, another Scottish Premier League champions. Another, he'll get more of game time there. Happy for that too. And already Faco Pellistri is there in at Alaves, I guess. So it's turning out good. It's turning out good. And because who signed recently for Birmingham? I forgot the name. It was United guy only. He signed for Birmingham. Whoever. Whatever.
So, Gian, definitely they won't be signing any defensive mid as per you.
No, and even Donny van de Beek is going like potential move to Crystal Palace is like close now on a short term loan. That poor guy really needs to play football. I mean, World Cup also is coming near and he would obviously want to play that. And I hope United literally let him go for a good 6 months and he needs that game time. He needs to play every single game of Premier League left now. Be it for Crystal Palace or be it for Newcastle, I don't care, but he just needs to play. It'll make a difference for him, for sure, and even the club he plays for.
Wow. Well, I think United are
No incomings. No incomings, that's sure, for sure.
Hopefully, they don't suffer with the lack of players on the bench if by chance some injuries come up, but I think they're actually planning to go all out in summer when they get a new manager or they continue with Ralf. I think that makes sense also a bit.
That is going to be really interesting because, you know, it'll be really watchful for United to see which manager they take and what kind of players he gets in and what kind of players he wants out. It's going to be really interesting. Will he want Anthony Martial back? Will he want to sell Cristiano Ronaldo back to some other club? Or, you know, send Lingard off for any other player off. You never know these days, whatever happens. So, because Luke Shaw is on the verge of getting out.
Wow, really?
Yep. And yep. Luke Shaw could leave because Ragnik doesn't like Luke Shaw at all. And he feels he is not fit enough to be in the squad. Even for Aaron Van
der Sar with Luke
and
Shaw.
Both of them. Yep, both of them. Both the fullbacks because Dalot and Telles are doing pretty well. You know, youngsters, they are powering, and they are making a difference to the side and in the defense.
The pressing they're doing is pretty much impressive.
And because lack of game time. Both of them were lacking game time at once. Dalot and Dallas both, but now they are suddenly getting a lot of game time. They're playing every day. They're literally the starters every game now. Be it Champions League, Carabao, FA Cup or Premier League, they're playing every game now. So, yep, I guess. And even Brandon Williams is off on loan at Norwich City. So, United are doing pretty good there, earning a good amount of money from there also and getting these youngsters some game time.
Well, that's pretty impressive. So we'll go back from United to the table top three right now. Chelsea, surprisingly, are very quiet. I mean, I expect them to fill. Who's the left back injured? Rizwell, right? I mean, he's Billy Gilmore, right? No, Gilmore is another club. Ooh. I forgot his name. Chelsea's left back is out for the entire season. I forgot his name.
Ah, Ben Chilwell, bro.
Ben Chilwell, yeah. I thought they'll go after Lucas Digne or someone, but surprisingly, they shut their mouth and they're not actually planning to buy or link with anyone. I mean, that seems a bit.
They were supposed to get Emerson back. They were supposed to get Emerson back from the loan spell, but I don't know if even their club is not allowing to get him back or something like that, or asking for a terminate the loan fee contract or something like that. So it's a major risk.
Well, that's something for Chelsea, I think. I mean, let's see if the win against Spurs is a fluke or Chelsea will be back to the December's ways. And again,
it is going to be very, very, tricky for Chelsea, because you're considering, okay, fine. Round of 16 is going to be kind of a cakewalk for them. But what next after that? Whom? That is also going to be a big question mark. If they want to go out and defend the title, they need to find a left back.
Exactly. They need. So, over from Chelsea, because we really don't have anything to talk as they are not linked to anyone right now. So, we'll go to Liverpool. So, Gian, I mean, the surprise signing from Porto, the hijack. So, what do you say, make of it?
Oh, good buy. Very, very good buy. I don't think any other signings they need. They have good backups also. And they're doing pretty well without Salah Mane and Keita as well. So, I really don't think they are looking good as of now, according to me. And yeah, Luis Diaz is obviously going to, that signing is going to add a good boost to their squad.
Even though money is good. Hijack. I mean, actually, so 40, that's something around 40 plus 50, 20, right? I mean, 20.
When does he play exactly?
I guess in the wing only. I mean, either wings he can play, I assume. I mean, he's good in both.
So good. So that's a good, very, very good buy then, for sure.
No, actually, it's good. I mean, the backup is pretty much very good. And now we'll go back to, Liverpool are not linked with any other players. And then none of the outgoings seem to be going right now. And we'll come back to the tabletop of City. They actually signed only one player. He's a striker. And they need a striker. And to add a plot to the twist to the entire plot, he's not coming right now. He's coming in June. And his name is Julian Alvarez, the 21-year-old Argentinian striker. Who plays for River Plate, and apparently he fits.
They don't even need any player right now, for God's sake. Actually,
they need
the
a
way
striker,
they are playing.
But, yeah, the way they are playing, but they definitely need a striker.
They're making it look like they have a striker in the form of Gabriel Jesus by benching him every single game. It's like, we need a striker, go and play out.
Wow. I think City wants Haaland, as simple as that. I mean, I think Julian Alvarez will.
City does want Haaland. City, because by Haaland's recent comments on the crowd in the Premier League, and considering like saying we need the crowd support, and in the Premier League there is full, because where he's playing right now in Dortmund and Bundesliga, there is no crowd apparently because of the current lockdown going on in Germany, and he's saying there is full. You need the crowd atmosphere, to boost up the energy. Have the players, and it's like a 12th player playing. So it's like my Premier League has the 100% capacity crowds, and it's so wonderful to see them like chanting their fans, chanting their players' names, the team's songs and all. He's like, and Man City were like really, I guess must be pumped up even more now after those comments, and they will obviously want to go all out on him. It's going to be an interesting window. I hope he doesn't renew his contract at Dortmund by any chance.
He won't. I mean, come on, man. He's a generational talent. Why the fuck would he?
Unless he wins a Europa League suddenly,
still, man,
and then he changes
still,
his mind and
no,
he ends up winning the Golden Boot. Because you know how choosy Dortmund are. They can tempt anybody.
But do you think they can offer him those astronomical wages? They won't. They, for sure, they can't.
No, if they win the Europa League, then it's considered brilliant. By chance, even an outside chance, they still, I can't.
Jian, I'll tell you one simple thing. See, listen. Next year, this season ending, Moukoko will be 17 years and he will be already physically built. I think they don't need Haaland particularly. Like, it's not like Messi at Barcelona case, like, where without him, the club can't play well. So, yeah, I think Haaland will go. But still, let's see. I mean, you're right, because Dortmund can be stupid enough to tempt them. Well, I guess that concludes Premier League, which is a surprising quiet window for the top teams, barring Liverpool's surprise hijack from Porto. So now we'll go back. We'll go to Italy now. I mean, Juventus are on a roll. I mean, the talks of being like clubs suffered so many losses, Juventus went all out now. They got Vlahovic for 75 million with some bonuses added on. And he's earning 7 million per season. And I mean, he's Vote guy now. I mean, he's the best striker in the league right now for them in the entire Italian league. And he's going bonkers exactly with Fiorentina. Imagine what he can do with a good midfield at Juventus. And Juventus are also keen on letting go of Morata. But Atletico don't want him. So they just want to ship him out to other clubs on a loan.
Just came in. Justin. The deal is off.
Wait. Morata is staying right now at Juventus.
Okay. Yep. The deal is completely off.
So no Aubameyang also moving anywhere else. I mean, to Juventus.
Yeah, not happening. Obviously, after Beloi signing, obviously you're not going to get, unless you don't know.
Wow. So, I mean, anyway, Juventus are planning to clear the deadwood by selling two of the deadwood midfielders to Spurs. I don't know what Conte sees in them. And with Arthur also might move, because Arsenal were interested. But as we discussed in the prior runtime, we saw how Arsenal are not able to strike a deal with the club itself, let alone the player. So, I mean, it's actually a pretty good window for Juventus, personally, if you ask me. Because last summer, they got Locatelli, the midfield. Now, they've filled in the Cristiano's boots for a guy who can score, if not more, but at least a similar amount of goals. Proven talent in Serie A, and he's coming to them. So, I think, Gian, I think they did a pretty good choice, man. I mean, they had a very good window. I mean, I didn't expect them to go all out on Vlahovic right now. What do you think of
it? Yeah, they went all out for Vlahovic, and as I said at the beginning, like, they purchased a striker who is in form and scoring goals and is hungry to score more. And, you know, they bought him at a very right time, because Champions League around the corner, and they will look to go deep. And obviously, they are out of the Super Copa, the Super Italia Cup also now. And they will be looking to go deep in Serie A as well. They are not going to give up Serie A for sure. And I think that lack of goals, which they were lacking in a few matches when they lost a few games. So I guess that will be cemented, and then that will be like completed. It will be the icing on the cake, I guess. Because they're defensively, they're doing really well. So I guess attacking, they're going to be super aggressive now. Considering even Morata staying, so he's going to be a good backup, and they got a good backup as well. And yeah, I see them going deep now in Champions League. I don't know how long, but they could go really deep with this kind of a squad, the way the player he is signed for.
You know, Jian, what surprised me the most? You know, when Euros were happening, Juventus were trying to negotiate with Sassuolo for Locatelli. Okay? So, yep. I mean, Locatelli were asking something around 45 million, but Juventus are like just trying to get it down to 35 or something. For some 5 odd million, they're trying to bargain. And they bargained for 2 whole months. Yeah, then they got their own way. And now with this guy, Vlahovic, in 2 days, only one meeting they had, they asked 75 and they said yes. I mean, they didn't even negotiate. They're like, fine, take it. They didn't even bother to negotiate. 75 plus other 10 million in bonuses, just get a guy. I think it's a pretty late decision, and I think it's a perfect one, actually, barring the money spent that we will see later on how good he can turn out to be at Turin outfit. But still, I mean, Juventus, I think, are stepping up now. They want to, you know, mark their dominance.
Mad lad, bro. Yusin Vlahovic has his joint top scorer with Ciro Immobile at 17 goals. It's unbelievable.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. It is a big shock for me. I mean, like, and he's just 20 fucking 1 years old. Seriously. And that guy is in red hot form. And for sure, this guy is going to turn the tides around for Juventus. I mean,
Chiesa is going to come
the
back
club,
in a month or
we
two.
Didn't even, Drake, you know, was struggling to even qualify for Champions League the next season. Like, you never know, they could have an outside chance of winning the Serie A title also from here.
Come on, man, don't say that. Almost
no, you don't know. It's not. It's just 23 games. Just 23 games. You didn't know. You don't know what happens in football these days. You know, slip-ups and teams you don't expect even in top four suddenly coming in the race for the title. I mean, they're not.
You know what,
they're just a point away.
I mean, if Barcelona, that last year, Barcelona can close the gap from 15 to 2 points to Atletico last time, I mean, till match day 35, anything can happen. I mean,
absolutely.
You never know. Juventus going on
absolutely
full rock and roll.
And Juventus
mode
have added this kind of a boost. They've added the top scorer of the Serie A, and they've got the top scorer. And even, you know, that if that form continues, it could, you know, Champions League also looks, I will not say the. They could win the trophy at all, but they could go
underdogs.
Really, really deep.
Underdogs, underdogs, right?
Yeah, I mean, underdogs, because see, they are a very good defensive side. They are a very good defensive side. These days, they don't allow the defenses to surpass them, and they have got some really good players. Really good players.
Well, I'm actually happy for Juventus. I mean, I was really surprised, like, when Ronaldo left.
Yep, after
really
Ronaldo left, I thought even, you know, they'll be struggling. They were struggling at the start.
And they realized it very quick. They realized it very, very quick.
They got Locatelli at the very end of the summer window. And now at the very end, they got Velayek. And that is something. I guess McKennie got injured. So I think they got a very good buy out of it. Very, very good buy. Now considering even Morata staying back after the rule moved, Barcelona ruled out the move, so he will eventually stay back for the rest of the season. So, you know, it's going to be a good. They will have a good depth for strikers as well.
Well,
they have,
even
they
is
have
supposed
Dybala
to come
there.
Back, and the wing options will be good again.
Kiesa will be coming back, and even, you know, Dybala is already starting. Bentancur could be staying, you know, if things don't go well
going
today or tomorrow. Let's see. Let's see
well,
how far.
Talk about the tabletop
was
Inter and Italy. I think only Gosens joined them from Atalanta.
Yep.
So I think pretty much they're already stable. So they just added a good addition in that. So I think every other club, no other major moves in Serie A now. So, and Bundesliga too, frankly, no other big moves from any big players or big clubs involved. So we'll go to PSG now. Just one small update on PSG. They are trying to push for Ndombele from Spurs, who is ousted by Mourinho once and now Conte. But PSG are planning to offer a midfielder because they want to, I mean, Ndombele is either too high to cover, but Spurs are adamant that they want only direct loan from the player, of the player to the club. So I think PSG wants him to come. One reason is like he adds a very good depth in midfield, and other is like to keep Mbappe happy. Apparently they were close. Well, that doesn't seem to work out now, because today the talks have been cold after being active for 2 days. So I think that pretty much that from Ligue 1. Now we'll head back to La Liga, where Real Madrid are silent. Atletico being a bitch to Barcelona after they let David Villa and Suarez join them for a very minimal amount. But still, they don't want Morata to join Barcelona. I don't know why. So coming to Barcelona, I mean, it's circus at Barcelona right now. Each day, each new, how to say, a kind of craziness is coming out regarding Dembele. I mean, his agent says that he...
What do you think? What do you think about the signing of Adama Traore? I mean, he's just come to replace Ansu Fati, because knowing
actually,
Ansu Fati
like
will miss the rest of the season.
See, it's not about Fati also, because see, as I've seen how Xavi's teams operate or his philosophies rely on, I mean, Xavi doesn't... I mean, he needs a winger who sticks to the line. He doesn't need his
fingers. But tell me, Adama Traore has been injured since a long. He had been injured since a long time. He came back from injury recently, and he has lacked goals. He has lacked assists. The only thing he's got is muscles and pace. That's it.
See, that's one more thing. See, whoever is expecting Traore to score goals and assists, don't do that. I mean, assists may be a good thing, but don't expect him to score goals, because Xavi's wingers don't exactly come and cut into the box. They stick to the line. So you know,
Ansu Fati is a winger, bro. See how he scores.
See, that's the point. It's not, he's not exactly a direct replacement for Fati here. The point is,
even Usman Dembele is a winger. There were things, exactly, a lot of expectations from him.
See, why Xavi likes Dembele? Because Dembele can actually play to the line and he can dribble inside with his dribbling abilities. But yeah, Traore is a very good dribbler. If you ask me, he got the pace. Most importantly, he got that, you know, the physical build, which frankly none of the Barcelona's players have yet, because most of them are youngsters and one is Busquets. Guy doesn't have a muscle in his body. Yeah, I mean, see, right now you need some players. See, for example, in the dying minutes of the game, a guy like Traore can press a lot. He's a very good physical guy, so you really can't get the ball easily from him, and he can be
tricky. Yeah, that's fast, a good thing. So yeah, I hope he gets.
So you can't expect him to score goals.
You know, Pedri in the squad, Arao.
They're all youngsters, man. So you need a physical presence in that. But yeah, don't expect him to score goals. So that's what I'm not expecting. But yeah, if you want goals, you need a proper striker. You can't really rely on Luke De Jong and Braithwaite forever.
Test. And they were
playing Test at the right wing, which is not working out.
Yeah.
And you know, Dembele being on off, on off. So I don't think that was also working. So I think they've got a good buy.
Yeah. And whatever. Even Ferran Torres, they're saying that he will score goals. But Ferran Torres is not a consistent goal scorer. He is a guy who is like, you know, a Muller who knows when to be where. But, injury prone, that's a different story. But yeah, he's not exactly a typical goal scorer. He's like a space interpreter. He can get into the spaces where easily, like Muller does with Bayern and Germany. Well, I mean, he can't be consistent, because if the position locked you up, you can't really do much with Ferran Torres on the pitch. Well, you need a goal scorer. So Aubameyang, Morata, they were searching. And apparently Xavi wanted three players, one left back, one winger and one striker. And they got the winger in Adama Traore now. So I think the striker, I think they'll go for Aubameyang right now, if the wages won't be a problem, because I think Arsenal will be happy and even Barcelona will get a certified striker. Better than Braithwaite and Luke De Jong for sure, Aubameyang is. But I think wages will be a problem for sure. And the entire operation from here on, because Traore's wages can actually fit into the present wage bill, which helped Ferran Torres register when Umtiti renewed. So I think only way it can happen is Dembele leaving or renewing. Dembele's saga, as I told, that he wants to stay. He's telling, he's doing the drama. He wants to meet the president and shit, everything. But his agent wants so much money. And I mean, honestly, it's dumb, man. I mean, even today, the news came out like Barcelona told Dembele to find a new club. And even he is inclined to go to a new club, because he knows that World Cup is around the corner. And yeah, so until August, the next season don't start. And the World Cup starts in November. So even if he goes to a new club, when he signs on a free transfer, but he really don't have much time to impress anyone. I think he will leave now or he renews. I mean, see, really 50-50. God knows what is the true thing. Every other party is claiming something else. But I guess he leaves because he really can't disrespect the club. I mean, Barcelona should know this. I mean, this is the way he treated Dortmund when, you know, he wants to join them. Now he's doing the same with them. So I guess they got their own taste of their own medicine there. Pretty much that about Barcelona, but I think Xavi still needs some players, his players. And it's going to be a fun time for Barcelona fan, at least in a way, because it's a circus thing, man. I mean, even for football fan. I mean, this Dembele saga is eating my brain. So Real Madrid, no one, I guess. So they were apparently tracking a 15-year-old Brazilian wonder kid again. I don't know what is their fetish with Brazilians, wonder kids. They had once with
Neymar. You can look at Vinicius Jr. and comment on that.
If this season he would have failed, it would have been a joke. This season he stepped up big time and he's wonderful. Next big thing, apparently. So guys, this is the present happenings, you know, which is happening in the final days. The clubs going bonkers over some players. Arsenal getting rejected. Spurs getting rejected as always. Barcelona appearing clueless. So, I mean, Juventus, I think, is the clear winner of this window till date. Well, the window is not over yet, so we won't be surprised, you know, in the next 2 days if United signs a defensive midfielder or anything can happen. So let's see. I mean, at least there are loan deals, any big player can move here and there. So we'll be back again in 3 more days once the window closes, and we'll come up with our final so-called reporter analysis, anything you name it. So till then, stay safe and take care, and thank you for listening. We'll be right back.